Small business, Diana speaking.
Hi, Diana.
Hello.
My name is Christian, and I'm calling from a national opinion survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I mean, if you can do it, if you're at work and you cannot do a survey, then that's fine. But if you can help us out,
that
would be
great. How long is the survey?
It's about 5 minutes long.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's hard to get somebody, especially to on Saturdays, you know.
On Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. okay. If you know. Okay. First, are you in a place where? That'll be a yes, because you're at work, correct? We just want to know that you're not driving or anything.
I'm not at work. No.
Okay, but you're in a safe place to talk. That you're not driving or doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, television,
no.
or the internet? No? Okay, thank you.
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black.
Okay. Next question. And if you don't mind telling us, what is your age?
I do mind.
Okay, it's
over.
Okay. You don't have to. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for U.S. President, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I'm a vote. Oh, I'm
definitely.
Most definitely. Oh, most definitely. Extremely definitely.
Thanks. That's really good. Next question. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 election for presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less
yes.
important, or about
more
the same?
Important.
More important?
More. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And would you say somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. And since you chose that answer, what makes you feel the upcoming elections are more important than usual? Just one short sentence, and you know, in your words.
I feel the democracy and women's rights, and suggestions that we're going backwards is at stake.
Okay, I'm writing that
down. And you can put in parentheses backwards, meaning slavery, mistreatment of people of color, etc.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
As of now, I'm satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the United States?
No, I approve.
Would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I strongly approve. I don't have any issues with
this. Thank you. Next question. I'm thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family. Would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Keeping up.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming election for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of a voting issue it is for you, where 0 it means that it's not important at all, and a 10 means it's very important. So you can choose any number in between. The first issue is strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
7.
Thank you. Next one, passing common sense gun reforms that help.
10, keep, 10 okay. 20, 100 if you could put it in.
Okay, thank you. Next one, stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery
10.
In public schools.
Mm-hmm, 10.
Thank you. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Next one, making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
Thank you. Next one, investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
8.
Thank you. And the last one on here, investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
Okay. I think you meant to say lead and 10.
Okay. Yeah, you meant, yeah, you're right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? And you may choose one of these topics, I guess. So I'm going to go down the list, and then you can choose one of them, the one you think is most important. The first one being protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Then we have improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Then we have combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. And then we have bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Then we have tackling inflation and improving the economy. And then we have stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. And then we have stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. That's the last one.
Wait, what? Not repeat all of them, but what am I supposed to?
Yeah, the question is, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? I guess which topic is most important to you?
Oh, man, they're all important, but I would say the democracy.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we're halfway there, so.
Halfway?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, let's speed it up.
Okay, I'll speed it up. Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means, you know, there's no difference. First person, Cornel West.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And next person, Hakeem Jeffries.
Warm.
So that would be closer to 100. Would you want to give him a 90, 80, 95, or you want to give him
a 100? A 90.
Okay, thank you. Next we have Donald Trump.
A 0.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Barack Obama.
Oh, 150.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
A 0.
Okay. And then we have Kamala Harris.
100.
Okay. And lastly, we have Democrats in Congress.
100. Biased.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement, okay? So we just have three statements here. The first one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Next one, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the last one here says, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling that issue. And this is between Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, okay? So who do you think will be better at handling this issue? The first issue would be fight for people like you.
Kamala.
And would that be much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Oh, shoot.
Who do you think would fight that issue better?
Kamala.
Who would do better? Okay, yeah, okay. And you would say much better?
Much better.
Okay, and then the
In fact, it'll be Kamala for all of them, much better.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in the 2024 elections. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 is it means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote. The first one says, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected students' loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has a real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights.
I agree.
So it's a very convincing statement.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have one more. There are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change. But instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. And with the power of our vote, we can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby and protecting our communities. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off the streets.
Strongly agree.
I'm sorry?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done, okay? Hang with me, okay? Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? you said much
more,
right?
More important.
Yes.
Much
okay.
More.
I'm going to read a list of sites and apps or apps for each. Please
okay.
tell me whether
you. Wait. Is this the last one? Because I'm.
Yes.
Tired.
This
okay.
is. But this is. These are just for statistical purposes. Just short questions, okay? So I'm gonna read the apps, and you just tell me if you have used them in the past 2 days, okay? Have you used YouTube? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. What about TikTok?
No.
What about Instagram?
No.
What about Facebook?
Yeah.
And Twitter?
Who?
Or
Twitter?
X?
No.
Okay. Thank you. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate.
Okay, thank you.
Master.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And would you say, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in urban, right? What do I live, mommy? Urban?
What are you talking about?
So I live in urban, right?
In Woodbridge?
Yeah.
What do you mean, urban?
Is it urban or rural? No, it's urban. I don't know. Urban. Let's say urban.
Okay.
Your
okay, thank you.
Very cute.
Okay, aside from weddings
go
and
ahead.
Funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Once a week? Once a month? Hardly ever?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Once a week, once a month, twice a month?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay.
Uh-huh.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative person, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm liberal. I think I'm liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Very liberal. You're about to lose me in like a minute. Are we done?
It's 30 seconds. Less than 30 seconds, okay? Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed or unemployed?
Employed.
Okay. And that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating.
God bless you.
And
Thank
you too,
you.
Okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.